You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Rays reporter Bill Chastain. And Bill, the Rays, pretty good weekend. They take two of three from the White Sox. They only allowed five runs in the series. And really, it's a series that could have easily been a sweep, except for Chris Sale on Friday night was just Chris Sale, and they couldn't do anything against him. But overall, when you look at the weekend, it seems like this Rays team starting to head in the right direction. And on Sunday, Matt Moore comes through 6 1/3 innings. He strikes out 10. He allows just two earned runs. An important thing, he didn't walk a batter. How far has Matt Moore come right now as opposed to when he first came back from Tommy John last summer?
Well, I think it comes down to his command is there now, and the he's putting the ball where he wants to, but on top of that, he's very confident now. And, you know, when he first came back last year, he wasn't quite sure how his, you know, after Tommy John, I'm sure a lot of questions go through a pitcher's mind, you know, if I can come back physically, if I can be as sharp with control. It looks like he's got all of that now. So that was a big thing for the Rays having that on Sunday. But also, I think you can't discount the fact that here they were in a little bit of a slide, and then Chris Sale, you know, just dominates them Friday night, and then they come back and win two. I think that says a little bit something. Maybe it's a little bit of an early show of character for this team.
Yeah, definitely. And they got the pitching not just on Sunday with Matt Moore, but Erasmo Ramirez on Saturday. First starter to pick up a win this season for the Rays, which is kind of surprising, but also surprising that it would come from Ramirez. But a nice job by a guy who had obviously been pitching out of the bullpen, but for him to go 5 2/3 scoreless, allowed just three hits, and he did all that, and he only used 66 pitches, which was kind of key, Bill, right? Because he's working his way back to that starter stamina to be able to get through 5 2/3 innings on 66 pitches was a big lift for this team.
Yeah, and how ironic was that? This was the odd man out of their five-man rotation. You know, they've been going four the whole time. So, and here he gets a spot start, and he becomes the first guy to pick up a win. So it shows how deep the starting pitching is. And I do think that the, you know, not the starting staff not having a win until then was kind of an aberration. I mean, they faced a lot of really good pitchers, and the offense really hadn't been doing a lot for them. So, there were a couple of bad outings, but, on the whole, the pitching's been pretty solid.
Right. Yeah, it certainly has. Now, we talked last week, I think it was, and you said still weren't really sure exactly where the Rays might end up going as far as that fifth starter goes, but does the performance that Ramirez put in there and in a spot start at this point kind of take a big step towards him being that fifth guy?
Well, it sure didn't hurt him. I mean, but, you know, basically what you're talking about is you know, if Cobb is ready in late July or early August, you know, who's going to be the guy out? And already Ramirez has shown well out of the bullpen and as a spot starter. But, you know, I do think what he showed Saturday, you know, will go a long way to saying, you know, hey, maybe we need to plug him in until Cobb is here. So, you know, he's right now he's looking like a really valuable pitcher for the Rays.
You mentioned the offense and how it hasn't always been there so far this season, despite some pretty good starting pitching. They got a big lift from Brandon Guyer over the weekend. He's actually right now obviously limited at-bats, 17 at-bats, but he's leading the team in batting average, .353. Because he's a platoon guy here against lefties, but the way he's been swinging the bat, is there a possibility that he sees some more time against right-handed pitching?
Oh, I would definitely think so. I don't think there's anything locked in on the way they have to go. So I do think if you see a guy who's swinging it well, they're going to find a way to keep him in there. So, and it's just like, I had some people asking me about what was going to happen when they're playing in National League Parks with Corey Dickerson. And I said, you know, he'll play DH most of the time, but if he's in National League Park and he's swinging it well, you know, they're going to put him in the field. So I think right now, you know, Guyer swinging a hot bat, yeah, you probably could see him against some right-handers.
Yeah, good point with Dickerson, because when you're in the National League Park, you can't just – when you're a team that already needs to kind of get some pop from everybody in that lineup, you can't afford to suddenly take a valuable guy out of there. So I would agree with you on that. Now, as far as guys that are struggling, Logan Morrison continues to just kind of be ice cold. His average on the season, .063. Obviously, this wasn't the idea when the Rays brought him in, and obviously it's still very early, but when you look at Morrison at the plate, is there anything that people should be concerned about more than just being a slow start?
I think it's just a slow start. He and Miller both. And it's unfortunate when you're the new player. You'd rather have that slump after you got a few knocks in the books. But he seems to be confident. He doesn't seem to be down about it. He's played long enough to know that hitters are going to go through spells, and I think we'll probably see something good from him before too long here.
Yeah, he's been too good a hitter throughout his career to continue to hit the way he has so far this season. The other guy I wanted to bring up to you, and you mentioned the pitching being good and running into some tough pitchers, and to a degree that I think has been the case with Chris Archer. But Chris Archer, now the ace of the staff, is 0-3, the ERA pushing 6, and he's only gone 15 and a third innings total. I guess the question is, what's up with Archer? Is it just kind of working things out, or is there something there that he really needs to correct?
Well, I think there's a lot of things kind of making for this perfect storm. Again, they faced a lot of really good pitchers. I tell you what, seeing Cleveland come in last week, I was very impressed with the group they threw, Kluber, Carrasco, and Salazar. And, he's out there competing. I think the one thing they keep talking about, he's a little bit, trying to think, the second team they played, Baltimore, did a real nice job of not chasing out of the zone. And when they're not chasing his slider out of the zone, that puts a lot more pressure on a pitcher of his caliber. But all of that's set up by fastball command. And if he's getting this, putting the fastball where he wants to, that's going to make the slider look like the fastball, and then they're going to chase it, and he's going to have better results. So I think he knows that. And he doesn't seem panicked. The one thing I did think was stand up of him, he wanted to tell his teammates, he said, I just hope my teammates know that I'm out there trying to compete as hard as I can.
Yeah, I don't think he has to worry about that. I'm pretty sure his teammates know exactly what kind of pitcher he is, and I think what kind of pitcher he'll end up being most of this season. Bill, I just wanted to look ahead at the next week for this Rays team, and it's 3 games at Fenway with the Red Sox and then 3 games with the Yankees, so a full week of AL East action. And in that Red Sox series, they're actually going to face David Price on Thursday, and they've had pretty good luck against David Price since he left the organization. Price just 1-2, the ERA over 4 against the Rays. Do they just know him so well that they swing the bat pretty well against him, or do you think David gets a little nervous when he faces the Rays?
Who can answer that question? But I will say one thing. He's always pitched well at Fenway Park, so this is the first time he's pitched against the Rays at Fenway. So I'd be surprised if we don't see, anything other than David Price at his best on Thursday.
All right, that'll be a fun one to watch for Rays fans, getting to see David Price, and I'm sure rooting for David Price to take a loss, in this case, for the Red Sox. All right, Bill, great stuff as always. This has been MLB.com Extras, Rays edition. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.